We will now discuss about the divine attributes of God. As we discuss, we will make efforts to absorb them. God is the ocean and source of all virtues. He is the only one with unlimited treasures of everything that human beings aspire for. Knowledge, love, peace, happiness, bliss, and purity are something that every human being would like to have. God is the source and ocean of all these basic qualities. He is the ocean of knowledge. He is the most intelligent of all. He is the ocean of all powers. He is therefore called God the Almighty or Omnipotent. He is the ocean of love. Therefore it is said, God is love. He is the ocean of peace, the ocean of happiness, the ocean of bliss, the ocean of purity, which He showers on all souls. Therefore, He is known as the Bestower. He is the ocean of kindness, the ocean of forgiveness, and the ocean of mercy. He is therefore called merciful. When these virtues and powers are needed, He is the one we naturally turn to. Human beings may also give peace, love, and happiness to others, but there is a limitation to what they may give. What God gives is totally vast, unlimited, and unconditional. It is completely incognito in nature, but it is always easy to obtain from Him. Anyone remembering Him with love will receive what He has. Virtues and powers were all originally attained and accumulated from none other than God Himself. They were subsequently transferred from one individual to another. God is the purifier. Only He ushers peace on earth. He is the one who transforms the present world of sorrow into paradise. He is the one who transforms the human beings into deities, the elevated human beings. He is the remover of sorrow and bestower of happiness. He is also the bestower of divine insight. God is the only one who is the witness to time, its beginning, the middle, and the end. He knows the past, the present, and the future. Only He will accurately tell what has happened, what is happening, and what is going to happen. He is the knowledgeful. So it is said that God is truth. God is called God because His task is the greatest and the most elevated. God liberates us souls from bondages, and that is why He is called the Liberator, the Bestower of liberation and salvation. It is therefore eulogized of God that even if all the trees on the planet are used as pens, all oceans as ink, and the earth as paper, it would still be impossible to fully describe His glory, His deeds, and His legacy.